my house it did. Hey, Patrick, happy Blur's Day to you. And good to relive some of audio moments.
Yes, indeed. Well, I guess I'll just, before I go, I'll just hang out here in the lake for a little bit with my Bofing radio. It's a little cold. It's supposed to start snowing tomorrow, but I guess before all that happens, I'll just take advantage of the time that we have here with the...
Oh, no. Hang on. Drop the radio in the lake. Wait a minute.
This thing is still transmitting. I can't believe that. Oh, wait. Yes, I can. Because it's fake. This whole thing is fake. I didn't really drop a Bofing into the lake. Oh, that's funny. Jerry, WA6E, are you listening?
I am, and I am offended, WA6E.
Patrick, that was funny. That was hilarious. Yes, indeed. Reliving this moment in history. What was that, Jerry? About maybe 3 years ago when the Baofeng went into the lake? Thank you very much, Patrick. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought you might appreciate that, and Jerry probably wouldn't. I couldn't sleep the other night, so that happened.
Well, I mean, Jerry, I'll give you a moment to respond there. Is this a true and accurate reenactment?
I don't know, Patrick. After you used the lake immersion technique, did you try it again 15 minutes later?
Well, I just did it just now. I 15 minutes haven't passed. I can't tell you.
Well, go ahead and do that, but don't admit it on here because you'll never hear the end of it.
Had to emulate each thing separately. I actually made an impulse of the audio path, and then I figured out how to model the distortion, and then I was like, what else can I do with this? Oh, I can put it in a lake. Yeah, that'll work.
Well, then you have to have the bright sunshine to dry it out. I didn't record that part, so yeah, this is an event that will live in infamy.
Hey, thank you, Patrick. You got a good laugh out of me this morning. I know Jerry's laughing too.
I figure if nothing does actually break today, at least I can fake it, right?